Good morning. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for all the kind messages and the text messages and the meals and everything and all your prayers for Michelle and I and the family. Some of the pots and pans I have right over there on that back row, I just wanted to try to make sure I got all those things back to you guys in time, because sometimes I can be bad about that. So if you could, open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy, chapter 4. Actually, turn with me to chapter 5, verse 17. It says, the elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. This morning, I just wanted to take a few minutes and remember Pastor Gary, as he is over in India. I believe they said that the graduation is tomorrow, about 750, or is it 800 now? I think he said Wednesday night was one of those numbers. It's like 750 pastors to be graduating. And so not only just to remember him, but to remember the work that he's going over there to be a part of. I think he would want us to do that. We also turn to 3 John. 3. For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. I don't think there's anything that brings Pastor Gary more joy than when he sees us walking in the truth, growing in the Lord. I think that brings him the most joy. It goes on to say, beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, especially when they are strangers, and they have testified to your love before the church, you will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name. That's what he's done. He's went out for the sake of the gospel. If you'll turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. Verse 3. It says, I thank my God in all remembrance of you. The one thing that I was sharing with the men at men's prayer yesterday morning was that the way Pastor Gary, when there's an attack that comes in from the outside, the way he gets our backs. So, I mean, just different times where it would be easy to begin to nitpick us, he's patient with us. Especially myself. He's allowed me to bump into walls and make mistakes. But he's been very patient. But he's come to our defense in so many different ways when attacks have come from the outside. And he's gotten our backs to sometimes to where he would begin to take the attacks upon himself. But I can see him when he begins to look at this body, thanking God in all remembrance of us. It says, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now, we're a part of what's going on over there in India. We've helped to be a part of this mission and this building of this couple. Just because we're here, as Paul begins to let us know now, as these Philippians were supporting him, that they were a part of that gospel going out all over the world at that point in time. And that they were actually partakers of that gospel going out. And it actually goes on to say that they would reap the benefit and the reward of this gospel going out because they were willing to be a part of supporting that or laboring and praying for these things. So just to remind all of us today to remember him, but not to necessarily what we would say to elevate a man, but to thank God for the pastor that he's given us. We're praising God for him and thanking God for him, for the work that he's put in and the labor that he's put in to desire to see all of us grow in the Lord. So if we could just take a few minutes, maybe about a minute or two, and we could just pray right here where you are. You can pray in your seat, and then I'll just kind of close us. Let's bow for prayer.
Is plentiful, but the workers are few. Thank you for making men to spread your news, your good news, in this place in India. The opportunity to be part of that. Lord, just pray for your grace to be upon.
So, Father, we come before you, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Gary and the work and the labor that he's put in to watch us grow, the hours that he's put in to study, to explain your word to us, Lord. Father, we praise you for that. We just ask that you would protect him, Lord, as he's over there. But not only him, Lord, but all those pastors, Father, that are graduating. We pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon them and that your gospel will go out and begin to reach all those, Lord, that it desires to reach, and that we see a light in a dark place. We pray for Robinson and Molly, Lord, that you would continue to bless their work as, Father, we see the benefit, we see the harvest, and it is plentiful. You have blessed this man's work. Father, we thank you for that. We just continue to lift them up to you in prayer. That, Father, you would strengthen these men. Protect them, their families, their children, their wives. Lord, just bless them as they go. That your word will be spoken with boldness, but with the Holy Spirit and conviction. Father, we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for the Elliots, Lord, because, Father, you've allowed us to be with them, and you've allowed them to be with us. So, Father, we thank you today, and we just ask for your mercies to watch over them and to bring him home safely. And, Father, if you may and if you can, that you this would be the best trip that he's ever taken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.